Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Krivic trying to get to home. Campbell throws the ball into Pitlock, who tags Krivic, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Krivic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Krivic. Salters moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters scores. Hale moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to second with Appling covering, to double up Pitlock. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Campbell moves to second. 1 out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky is walked intentionally. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to second. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen bunts towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Larry moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Indians. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Soltis moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing right field. Boesberger now playing second base. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Salters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Salters reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 11-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 12-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Salters moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Rigney moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Rigney scores. Radcliffe scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-3, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Larry reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Haas fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Haas. Larry scores. It's 13-3, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Soltis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rensas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hughes takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Sullivan moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Hughes scores. Allen moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 15-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Allen moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 15, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas is hit by the pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonura for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.